In New York City, community activists want to preserve a rare thing in crowded Manhattan, 7 acres of unused open space. They'd like to turn it into a neighborhood park. The catch? The space is 20 feet off the ground. It's an abandoned elevated railroad spur known as the High Line. From New York, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
From the street level, it's easy to miss the High Line. Here at 27th Street and 10th Avenue, Robert Hammond points up at a dark, rusting railroad overpass.
These heavy I-beams and steel and giant rivets that look like what it was. It was a piece of, you know, industrial transportation infrastructure from the 1930s.
The High Line was originally built to take dangerous freight trains off the streets of Manhattan. It was abandoned 20 years ago, and few people thought much about it, until community activists like Hammond realized an amazing thing. The rail line is still continuous. It runs 22 blocks above the city's traffic, winding over streets and through buildings.
And over the past, you know, 20-odd years, a wildflower meadow has sprung up there. Trees have grown. So unlikely. You have, a rural meadow with views of the Empire State Building and New York City.
Hammond co-founded a group called Friends of the High Line to help save the structure. But what started as a preservation movement has become a new vision for the whole west side of Manhattan. It wasn't long before city officials realized that this abandoned rail line connected some of the city's newly hip neighborhoods, Far West Chelsea and the Meatpacking District. It provided what could be an uninterrupted promenade from New York's Convention Center in Midtown to the edge of Greenwich Village. There is just one small problem. Everyone had already agreed to demolish the structure. John Broadley is a lawyer representing the nearby property owners.
The current condition, it's deteriorated. Pieces are falling down. It is a blight on property values. It impedes development. I mean, there's really no dispute about that.
Years ago, the property owners made a deal with the railroad, CSX, to tear down the High Line. Then Mayor Rudy Giuliani agreed. It would be gone now, but as the legal details for demolition were being worked out, the neighborhood changed. Art galleries and cafes started to fill the streets around the High Line. Movie stars rented lofts. Politicians like Gifford Miller, the Speaker of New York City Council, changed their minds.
I know when I first heard about this proposal, I thought it was wacky. And then when I got a chance to walk on it, I really experienced just how amazing it is.
In a tight budget year, Miller set aside $15 million to start the process to save the High Line. New York's deputy mayor, Dan Doktoroff, released a plan to rezone the area for more high-rise condos and co-ops. At its center would be the old railroad line, remade into a very long city park.
I think parks have proven to be in New York City history one of the most powerful economic development tools that we have. You know, the classic example is Central Park.
And like Central Park, the property owners around the new High Line could make millions. But as John Broadley, their lawyer, points out, that isn't guaranteed, and they're still resisting the plan.
With enough money, I'm sure everybody can be satisfied. But you're talking about a great deal of money, and so far nobody is running around with a checkbook.
And officially, the High Line is still on death row. Its fate rests with a small federal agency, the Surface Transportation Board, which must make the decision about whether the rail line can be abandoned or turned into a park. Even if it can be saved, there's still the matter of what to do with a space that's 30 feet wide and a mile and a half long. Back underneath the High Line, Robert Hammond says they have at least 720 options. His group held a design contest and received hundreds of ideas from around the world. Among the whimsical plans for the High Line, a roller coaster or a 22-block-long swimming pool. But Hammond says the most popular idea was a simple one.
A lot of the designs called for just leaving it as is. And so a lot of designs addressed how do you give the public access to the High Line, but let it continue to develop as this sort of naturally seeded meadow.
In a strange twist, the High Line may end up being the only part of the neighborhood that remains relatively unchanged, while at the same time fueling the redevelopment of the west side of Manhattan. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
A soul singer lost and found, Howard Tate's journey back to the studio. That's when we continue.